Welcome to the Truly Pointless Podcast, a podcast whose name truly describes the show you're about to listen to. I'm Stephen Vargas.
And I'm Adam Riley.
I want to thank you guys for tuning in and listening to our lovely little show. However, before we get to the show, we have some housekeeping.
If you like this show, we have other shows on the Lazy Geeks Network. Our shows vary from geek and pop culture to Star Trek to social commentary. You can find them wherever you get this show.
And if you really dig the slice of heaven, you can help us out in two ways. One, you can leave us a review. This helps our profile and exposes us to more people. Or two, if you really like us, you can donate. Go to thelazygeeks.com and click on our PayPal link to donate.
If you want to hit us up, you can reach out on social media, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at The Lazy Geeks. Or if you're old school, you can email us at thebag@thelazygeeks.com.
And now, now that we got all that shit out of the way, let's get on with the show.
Born.
Ready. Okay. I was ready as sperm.
My soul was ready a full 5 years before I was conceived.
I'm so ready. My great grandfather was ready. That's how ready I am.
That's right. My motherfucking druid ancestors were ready for today.
Oh man. So how was training, motherfucker?
It was good.
I'm recording, by the way.
I've done these trainings a few times already. You have to do
Was this
the
like
standard...
the eighth one this year?
Huh?
What is it, like the eighth one this year?
Yeah, I know. There's these like federally required, if you work in the mortgage industry, shit to do. Like I have to do the money laundering training and I have to do the...
You should. They shouldn't be training you how to money launder. Like that's not... like.
Well, it's training you to watch for it. I actually did catch somebody who was money laundering. When I was at Chase,
it's like the sexual harassment training. I don't need training. I already know how to sexually right. harass.
The funny thing is, I didn't have to do that one. I guess because we all work at home. What am I going to do? Sexually harass myself? Can't harass the willing.
It's like, yeah, I know the answers to that. When I look in the mirror and I go, "Hey, baby, what's up?" I respond with, "Sup, girl."
Sup, baby girl. No, the cool thing was, this job definitely treats me like an adult, which is nice.
Yeah.
I go, "How do I clock in?" He goes, "You don't clock in." I go, "What do you mean I don't clock in?" And she goes, "Every 3 weeks, or no, every 3 days, like every Wednesday, you just update your time card."
Oh, wow.
And I'm like, oh, okay. So,
wait, you're going to trust me with this shit?
So I'm like, all right, cool. So, like today, I told him, like, okay, I'm going to go to lunch. And she goes, "Hey, Adam." I go, "What's up?" "I don't care." I was like, okay. And she goes, "No, I'm just kidding. You should tell me when you're going to lunch. So I know you're there."
Like, hey, then, why don't you drop that bass out your voice?
And then my favorite. So I have, you know, on my Outlook calendar, I have a couple of trainings with people that are scheduled. I had two meetings today. One was the, you know, welcome to the company one. And then the other one was this, like, it's a call about applications, about loan applications and some changes in our system and whatever. She goes, "You're not really going to understand most of it, but go to it anyway." I said, okay, because it was with all of underwriting. But then other than that, they go, "Here's a list of tasks you need to get done. I'm sure you can figure it out." And I love that. Like, I hate when they, like, spoon feed you. Like, here's this first thing to do. Don't get scared.
Okay, so this is a welcome to the, so insert name here. Welcome to the, oh, wait, I wasn't supposed to read that part.
Right. So I was, I did a lot of trainings today. Most of them I already knew the information. So I was just kind of going through the motions.
Like they do,
they do their trainings in a very weird way where it's almost like a podcast. Like they're trying to make it interesting because it's not the most dynamic content. You know, so it's like two dudes and they're talking about money laundering. And I'm like, okay. So it's just like five video series. Each video is 10 minutes. And
can you load this to YouTube and I'll just watch it there?
Right. So I'm watching these videos and at first I'm like, well, I know everything there is to know about money laundering. So I'm just going to, you know, fuck it, whatever. But they have this slick little thing where when the video's over, you have 15 seconds to press the confirm button. If you don't press that button, you're going to have to watch the video all over again. Yeah. I'm like, I wasn't even mad. I was like, that's slick. So I watched the videos, but I also, you know, I had the phone, a little TikTok or whatever, bullshitting around.
Well, I was wondering because you were texting, you know, you were sending me shit. I'm like, isn't he supposed to be training today? So I'm like, oh, it must be one of them lax training.
It was so free form. I was like doing whatever the hell I wanted. Mm-hmm. You know, so then.
So I was playing in some Mario while I was.
No, I got a lot of shit done. But fucking. And then I still wasn't paying attention to the videos. I get to the test 100% because it's the same shit over and over again. And
a lot of times it's common sense.
Yeah. Money laundering. So like. How, it was like, you see that somebody has, well, this wasn't money laundering, but this was a different, like a red flags one. It's like two young borrowers who are signing up for their only owned property, because they're signing up for an investment property. Their only owned property is in a location that is only for senior citizens. And I'm like, yeah, it's a red fucking flag, isn't it? Yeah, so I'm like, yes, that's
you know what would have been, you know what would have been fucked up is like two young men of African descent were looking to lower. You're like, going, wait, what are we doing here?
I mean, I haven't done that yet. There's always a racial
sensitivity training,
and they used to lump it into the harassment video. Mm-hmm. So you would have sexual harassment and racial profile, but now they've separated the race one to be its own long ass fucking video. The sexual harassment one is usually the funniest fucking one I ever do. Mm-hmm. Because it's the dumb, it's like, don't be a dickhead. Right. Is basically like, you see, like, Karen is wearing a new dress today. And she, you know, she's working, and then Chad comes and says, "Hey, Karen, you're looking real fine in that dress." Did Chad step over the line here? And I just put no, he didn't. She should take the compliment and shut the fuck up.
That's where you go. You select an other option, and then go, "What does Chad look like?" And then you post up a picture of like John Hamm. And Steve Buscemi. Like, which one of these does he look like? Right. It's like, he looks like John Hamm. He did everything correct.
But other than that, I mean, my boss is pretty cool. She's located in North Carolina. My trainer is located in Texas. Mm. I haven't met a damn soul on my team. They have it all set up because they've been remote for years.
Oh, that's so nice.
Yeah, so they have it all set up where, like, if I have a question, I obviously try to find the answer myself. But then they have this big, like, question database where I can ask a question, and there's like 12 people that are watching. So if you ask a question, they'll answer it, and then it gets saved in the database. So if someone has a similar question, they can
copy and paste.
Get the answer. So I'm like, that's pretty fucking cool.
Yeah, that's efficient. I mean,
yeah, the less I have to interact with random people, the better. Because I told her, and she's like, well, you know, you had friends at work and stuff. I'm like, that's different. It's because I see them.
Right.
I'm not going to be friends with these people. They're in different states. That's a waste of my energy. No offense, Steve. We were already friends. But
it's not like we're going to do D&D nights or whatever. You know? Right.
Well, it's like, why am I going to make friends and go through all that fucking... Tell me the story of your life. Tell me the things you're into. Blah, 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 blah. For someone I'm never going to see.
Yeah.
Fuck out of here with that. That's a waste of my time. And Lorena said I was a cold asshole. And I go, yes. Absolutely. You know how many people I have to deal with on a daily basis? Leave me alone.
I think it's more pragmatic than anything else.
Right. I have seven people in my immediate family. And then I have all them fucking nieces and cousins because... I swear Hispanics, you look at a Hispanic girl too long, she has a kid. And then I have my family who are driving me crazy lately. And then who else? My friends. And that's it. That's all I got. It's in the 20s, though. It's excessive. It's excessive, you know.
I've got four. I've got four, and it's already annoying me. Like, that's
So my mom was tripping out. I was driving, and she goes, "Hey, you know, Nana still pays for the old house." I said, "Why?" She hasn't lived there for like 2 years. She's like, "Oh, Lynn says she's been having a hard time selling it," and I'm like, "No, she had not in this fucking market."
Yeah,
I said, "She isn't having a hard time selling it. She just isn't selling it." And she goes, "We're close to it, right?" And I said, "Yeah, let's go drive by and see how it looks. Completely remodeled, people living in it." And I go, "Oh, look at that." I said, "That savior that you people love so much, Lynn, is robbing your mother blind."
Yeah.
I said, "Go to the bank tomorrow and stop the payment," because the payment doesn't go to the house. It goes directly to Lynn because Lynn took care of it. And I said, "Stop that fucking payment. And make sure all the passwords and the permissions are reset too, because you probably got Nana to fucking give her some permissions on the account."
Yeah, probably.
And then she's like, "Can I sue her for the money?" And I said, "It depends if Nana's on the actual title." And she goes, "What do you mean? It's not a title, it's a mortgage." I said, "No, it's not, because it's in a trailer park and they don't own the land."
Yeah.
So you actually have to go to the MVD. Well, it's what we call the DMV here. You have to go to the MVD.
This sounds like a venereal disease.
I know. They changed it when I was in high school. And it's like, the DMV will now be called the MVD. And I go, that is the biggest waste of taxpayer money. Here's change all these signs.
Right.
And we're still going to call it the DMV. We called it I just recently started calling it the MVD. It's just stupid. It does sound like a fucking disease.
It's just like, "Oh, you got that? Oh shit!
I told you, quit fucking with that chick."
Yeah. Do you? Is it injected, or do you got? Or is it like a cream or something like that?
You got that from that vaccine, huh? I've been hearing about that.
Yeah, I know. The transmitter inside looks like a fucking guitar pedal.
So my mom goes, "We'll stop right here." I go, "What?" Because she's like, "Yeah, let's go knock on the door." I said, "There's a couple problems with that."
I know.
I said, "One, it's not their fault. Whoever's living in there, they don't know what the hell's going on." Right. And two, I'm not randomly. There are three cars in that driveway.
Get my fucking ass in. And two are ratchet as fuck. I'm not going.
There were two work vans and then like a early 2000s car. So these motherfuckers about that light. They fucked me up.
Did they have blankets on the windows, or did they have actual curtains?
It sounds bad, but just based on the, and you know I'm right, just based on the cars, there are Mexicans living there.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, and that's not a negative thing. No. But you see some trucks that are for work, and then the car is kind of like, it looks like it's running perfectly fine, but it's old.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm not running up on a Mexican household like I own the fucking place.
Yeah, because one thing is like, "No, it runs fine. It's going to be okay. No, it runs fine."
"Oh, Jose, the fucking thing's leaking again."
Give me the duct tape. Do we have any duct tape? "No, I just got that, that magic tape, the one that the guy sells that puts on the boat, and it's still full." "Oh, shit, give me some of that. That'll work."
Spray it in the engine.
Spray it in.
So,
got a fuel leak. It's good now.
So then she's hitting me up today, and she's like, "Well, don't you have some kind of like insider way to search to see who's I'm like, first of all, it's a titled property. We don't do titled properties. Not many lenders do. The bigger lenders don't. I said, and I especially, because my new company that I started today, Ma, only works with the company they own that builds homes. They don't work with other shit. So I'm limited on what I can search. And I said, I could search normal, like in Google, but I couldn't find the property for the fucking life of me," which was weird. Like, I couldn't even find it at the tax assessor site, because that's where you go.
Yeah.
And it just wasn't there. I kept finding the actual, like, trailer park, but I couldn't find that property. And I said, "You're probably going to have to talk to the office." I said, "Somewhere it is public record who owns that home."
Yeah.
"But I just, your best bet's the MVD. And she's like, "Oh, I have to go to the MVD." I'm like, "Yes, you have to go to the MVD." I said, "Honestly, I would just cancel the payment and just forget about it.
Yeah.
I said, you live in North Carolina. It's going to be a giant pain in the ass. The woman already hasn't talked to my grandma. She was like, she was friends. Well, not friends, but she was the co-signer with my grandfather.
Mm.
And she's been acting shady ever since he passed away.
Mm, so she's been taking shit.
Right. So I'm like, you know, take it on the chin and just fucking cancel the payment and just forget about it. What's Nana going to do? You get her fucking a year's back pay. What's she going to do with it? She just sits and watches TV all day.
Yeah.
You know, just forget about it. But she's angry, so. And I get it.
Yeah. Yeah, because you're taking advantage of somebody like that. And
right, of course. And I was angry too, you know, but it's like.
But I'm not angry enough to go storming up on that house.
I told my mom straight up. Like, and I said it. I said, look, I'm not trying to play the I told you so game. But you put way too much trust in somebody who wasn't a family member. You had her doing this and that because it was more convenient for you. Mm. And this is what happens. And she's agreed with me, reluctantly. I was like, you didn't, like, it wasn't like a close family friend. They didn't know this person that much. They only knew what she told them.
Oh.
That was it. You know, and it's, and her life was always super complicated. And there was always a million reasons why she couldn't do something.
Hmm.
I was like, when did my family get so fucking soft? So get out of here with that. But yeah, so that happened, and then I had my setup, you know, fucking little laptop. You feel me? Yeah, work was cool. My schedule is 9 to 6, officially. So I don't have to wake up super early anymore.
Yeah, like 5 minutes before you have to clock in.
I mean, I'll still wake up 5 minutes before I have to clock in. No, I can't because I guess, until we move. But once we move, Lorena goes, I need you to get up and get the young kids to the bus stop. And I go, oh, the bus goes there? She goes, yes, Adam, I write the bus route. So I'm like, oh, yeah, that's right. She's like, yeah.
I made a little alteration to the bus schedule. Comes right up to your door.
She's like, oh, shit. She goes, but, well, she can't drive into the complex, I guess. I don't know why. I think because it's gated.
Mm.
And she goes, so I need you to walk them across the street. And I go, why do I have to go across the street? She's like, so I don't have to make a U-turn in a fucking school bus, asshole. I was like, oh, okay.
It's a weird flex, but all right.
Because originally I was 8 to 5, and then my choice was 8 to 5 or 9 to 6. So I took 8 to 5. But then I told her, hey, my wife has informed me that I was wrong. So I'm going to need 9 to 6. And she goes, that's fine. She goes, you can't keep switching them, right? And I'm like, no, that's not what I'm trying to do. This is it, 9 to 6. And she said, oh, okay, well, the only thing is because I am in North Carolina, there may be a day during your training, just in the beginning, where I'm going to need you to come in at 8 just so I can review things with you. And I said, that's fine. Anything for the job. That's what I said. I did my little salute guy on the thing. I was like, whatever you want.
That's where. That's when you know, you're on at 8 and you hear Lorena kind of bitching you out. You're like, excuse me real quick. And then you walk away. You're like, I told you that you don't fuck with me while I'm at work.
It's just like, excuse me, one second, I just need to speak to my wife. You hear the fucking headset go down, and you hear her yell, and all of a sudden just, and no talking, come back. Okay, I'm back. She called the fucking police. So anyway.
Oh no, best yet, this would get her to laugh. You hear that, you know, you know, and then you come back with your hand over your eye, like, okay, what were we saying?
Yeah, for real. So she is, my wife is excited. Or
you have a prop knife stuck in your chest, and you're just like, I'm going to need like 5 minutes to like bandage this up real quick.
Can I take the rest of the day off? My wife's super excited about the new apartment, but she doesn't want to show it. And then I go, is the lease, have they written up the lease? And she goes, no, they haven't called me. I said, give them a call and ask them what the holdup is. I said, no, I'm just curious. I said, there could be 100 different things going on. But there's something that is stopping them from writing this lease up, because it's literally just plug our names in and the amount and it prints it.
Right.
So, and she goes, okay. So she's calling them, but they're not answering the phone. Hmm. And I go, well, just leave a message. I'll call you back. She goes, well, I'm freaking out. And I'm like, why? It's fine. So I call. And she was like, do you want me to call? And she goes, yeah, because she got really busy. I said, okay. So I called him up and I said, hi. And I had a, the reason why I didn't want to call is because they haven't seen me or met me yet. So I'm like, I'm Adam Riley. We're getting apartment 1170, blah, 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 blah. I go, oh, yes, Mr. Riley. You know, she's like, I have your ID here. And, you know, a copy of my ID. And I go, hey, I had a question. And then I forgot to ask the question that I wanted to ask. But I go, hey, I noticed that the, you know, the lease hasn't been written up. And I was just wondering if there's anything that I can do to speed up that process, if there's anything in the way. See, my wife doesn't know how to talk like this.
That's where you go.
They'll like, talk herself in the circles.
You're like, I just wondered if there's a way I can speed up. Well, first off, you can get off my back.
Yeah, you can leave. Tell your wife, don't call me no more. Right? I was like, damn. But they said it's, he goes, oh, yes, sir. We're just waiting for the background check to come back. I said, oh, okay. And I know that they can take a couple days. And yeah. We got approved credit-wise on Friday night.
Oh, yeah, you ain't getting anything.
So they didn't do it until Monday.
Yeah.
So I call my wife and I go, yeah, they're doing the background check. And she goes, why does it take so long? And I said, because they didn't start it until today.
Yeah.
And she's like, why? And I said, because, you know, the credit thing. Yeah. And she goes, well, why didn't they start it before the credit? I'm like, why would you waste your fucking time doing a background check on someone you don't know if they qualify?
Yeah. That
doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. From when I was doing it, it's like you have to do the credit check first. If you get, if you're approved, then you do the the background check.
She explained it to me because I told her, like, why do you keep panicking? Like, you're usually kind of panicky, but this is excessive.
This is where you go, yeah. Like, what's on there? Like,
right. What's on your criminal report? Let me know. And she goes, it's because, she goes, this place is like a unicorn. It fits all the fucking problems that we have, like distance, and it's by their school, and it's by their friends. And it's to her, it's like the great white buffalo, right? It's great. And I go, okay, well, we have the apartment.
Right.
It is our apartment. I said, the only thing that could stop that is if we are felons. Are you a felon? Because I'm not. And she goes, are you sure? And I go, I think. I go, as soon as that background check comes back, it'll probably come back tomorrow or Wednesday at the latest.
Usually, it depends on what kind of, I mean, for Arizona, when we used to do them, we'd have them back usually the same day. At most, unless it's a common name, which may take an extra day.
Yeah, I'm the problem.
Yeah,
because I asked writing. Them. I said, "How deep is your background check?" And she jokingly was like, "Are you nervous?" But I said, "No, I'm just trying to assess how long it's going to take." And
no, goes, I'm asking for a friend because he's trying to get a place, but he just kind of wants to know how.
And she said they don't work with any federal agencies. I said, "Okay, so it's just a basic."
Yeah,
check.
Yeah. Usually
and she did,
and it also depends on the credit criteria. Usually, if it's like, you know, most of the times, I mean, you could have like 18 DUIs and still get the place. It's mostly just like,
yeah, it's if you fucking beat up your previous landlord or something.
Actually, you'd be surprised. Yeah,
and then
that's the one thing that like I was when I was doing that, and like and particularly Arizona, because we did a lot in Arizona. And I was actually kind of like, oh, my God, they look like a lot of shit get through, you know, and yeah,
that money's green, you know, whatever. But she goes, yeah, your wife will definitely be back tomorrow. Yours might take until Wednesday. And I go, I assume because my name's Adam Michael Riley.
Yeah, I know.
And she started laughing. She's like, yes, there's a lot of you. There's not many Lorena Rileys. So Wednesday's fine. And I told him, I'm like, don't worry about it. We have the apartment. I have paid the holding fee. They legally cannot rent it to someone else. Like, it's okay. And she's like, I just really want this apartment. I'm like, you have the apartment, lady. Shut the fuck up.
Don't be that person. Come on.
Let's right. She's just, because she's nagging me about it. I'm like, what the fuck do you want me to do? She's like, can't you call? Oh, this is funny. She goes, can't you call the background check people and tell them to hurry up? I'm like, absolutely not.
No.
That is such a conflict of interest. It would look suspect even if I picked up the phone to do that.
Yeah, because like, even for us, like, they would only get our number if they were rejected.
Right.
Because a lot of times, because of the privacy laws, when you decline someone, particularly for criminal, it was always you were declined. And this was always funny because the property would always call back and go, yeah, so I heard they were declined. So, like, you know, what happened? It's like, I'm sorry, I can't tell you that. Well, they want to know. It's like, and on our rejection letter is the number that they can call us and, you know, and we can send them the information. Yeah, but the supervisor, if your supervisor is asking, then your supervisor should know that he cannot know for privacy. No one can know why they were declined. You know, unless we had something that was called a supervisor review, where it's one of those where it's like, it could be, it might be, you know, something infringing, but
right.
We're not quite sure, or it's pending. That's always been the hard one, was pending litigation. So if it was like, well, I mean, he's not a convicted child kidnapper, but
exactly.
Not yet, but
I just told her, I said, listen, these things take time. Just wait.
Yeah.
And she's like, we didn't have to do this last time. I'm like, because they were trying to get people to move in.
Right.
So they weren't doing much. I said, basically, I'm scared of who we live with. Because it was so fucking easy to move in here.
Yeah.
And but I told her we got a background check for the other apartment back in the day. And she's like, we did? And I'm like, yeah, you just don't remember. Because I took care of everything. She's so dumb. And then I told her, I go, so I need to, the question I wanted to ask was the internet situation. I wanted to ask,
the important stuff.
Right. I said, I wanted to know how the networking was. Like, is there just one fucking cable jack hanging out of the kitchen, or is there Ethernet ports in all the rooms? Cause that has been a common thing. I don't think there's Ethernet ports in all the rooms.
Mm.
I also found out I can't get the speed of internet that I have now,
ooh,
which is a pro and a con.
Who's
because I'm going to save money.
Who's the provider? Is it still the same provider?
It's still the same provider, so that's fine. Honestly, I'm at a speed where it's a little ridiculous. I don't need this speed. It's just so I can feel good about myself at this point. But yeah, it's like it will go down about 250 megs per second, so I would be at like 700, you know, so it's fine.
So you're gonna be sitting there going, downloading the picture, oh, their hair looks nice, oh, that's a great forehead.
Yeah, right. It's like dot matrix on my fucking screen. But no, I told her, I said, what will keep the internet being fast is having as many things on hardline as possible.
Yeah,
I said, we have a lot of computers in the house. My plan is, at the source, we'll have the router, which will be for Wi-Fi for the mobile devices and shit. And then I'm going to have the Ethernet cable going into a switch. And then I'm having a cable go into each room. And then that cable will be hooked up to a smaller switch. So every room will have four ports, which isn't difficult to do. And it's not expensive. But I need to know if I have to do it or not yet.
Mm.
And she's like, that's not even important. I go, it's very important. See, I don't make my money driving a bus. I make it being on my computer. You know, so I need to make sure everything's, you know, as tight as a fucking prom date. and then I, what else did I want to know? I forget. I haven't even seen the inside of this fucking place. I've just seen pictures of it. Like, not even pictures that someone took. Like, what they have on the website. So all I know is that the medium bedroom is the size of my current master bedroom.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's quite a bit bigger. It's got a nice little patio and, you know, fucking every walk-in closets in every bedroom and fucking bourgeois bougie. I've got an island in the kitchen and shit.
We'll be shopping at Whole Foods within a week.
That's right. That's right. I can't even look at a Walmart without throwing up. I'm just kidding.
Sprouts, don't even come near me with that shit.
We'll still be at the El Super getting Carne Asada and shit. But yeah, everything's going pretty smooth. Just a lot of shit's going on right now. It's exhausting. I've been moving since 8.
I was gonna say you've been moving since like last year.
Yeah, for real. I mean, moving, just doing things since 8 this morning.
Well, that's cool. I'm glad that that worked out for you.
Yeah.
I remember the last time you moved, we were talking, it was like 11. You're like, oh shit, yeah, that's something. Yeah, I got to move that too.
Yeah. Yeah, I have to. The one thing I do have to, I was telling my wife, I have to get my damn car back on the road because I have to move it.
Mm.
So I told her I have to do at least the bare minimum.
What was the problem with it again?
Oh, here we go. So
I'm going to nap for the next half hour.
it's all a bunch of little shit. Okay. But in order of importance, tires. It needs new tires. I'm just going to go to the used tire store. Well, I guess battery should go first because I can't go to the used tire store without a new battery.
True.
So battery and tires. Then
unless
I can go get
downhill.
Ignition.
Unless it's downhill, then you can just roll the car over there.
Nothing's downhill in Arizona. It's flat. Then I can go to the emissions place and get emissions to get my tags and then change my title over to my name. Then I can move it. That's it. That's all I need to get it to the other apartment. That's going to cost, tires are like $250 for all four. And the battery's like, I don't know, $60 to $80 because I'm just going to get the budget one.
Right.
Because in Arizona, it's stupid to buy expensive tires. The heat kills it. So your tire is going to last you about 2 years. Or not tire, your battery's going to last you about 2 years, no matter what. It doesn't matter how expensive it is. And you want it to break anyway. They all have the same warranty. I mean, people are weird. And then I can move it. But then it also needs brakes. The brakes are very worn. It needs, the back passenger window is stuck open. And instead, the motor went out on it. And I was talking to my buddy, and he goes, well, it's expensive to fix. He goes, or we can just open it up and force it shut and then close it and break it that way. And I go, that sounds great. So we're going to do that. Because no one sits back there anyway.
Dude, ghetto people do, you know, you just put that nice piece of cellophane around it.
That's right. That's what I did when it was raining one day. I was like, oh shit, I had to run out there. I put a trash bag on that bitch. It's the fucking duct tape. The driver's side mirror needs to be replaced. That's whatever. My windshield needs to be replaced. That will be replaced with I put the insurance on the fucking car. The seats need to be cleaned. That's just my lazy ass because I have a steam cleaner and I just haven't gone out there and done it. I should do it before the fucking heat comes. What else? There was something else. It needs a wash. I'll tell you that much. Still says happy birthday on it. It's been on there for so long. I don't know whose birthday it was. I don't even fucking remember. Actually, I think that's it. Yeah, that's it. So it's a lot of little stuff.
Yeah.
General maintenance stuff. Needs an oil change, probably, I guess.
Well, yeah.
Full tank of gas.
It was going to be like, you know, like, oh, yeah, you know, just a bunch of little things, you know, like engine block, radiator, you know.
The engine is actually relatively new because... Because
we lifted it like 3 years ago.
Because the car itself has about 124,000 miles on it. Not that much. Mm. But the engine has like 45,000 miles on it because Kia had a recall.
Oh, yeah.
And I rode that broken ass engine until it was smoking out of the back so I could get the new engine as late as possible. So I got that, and the tranny's still running fine. So if I put a battery in it right now, it'll start right up. Like, there's nothing wrong with it. Right. It's just all the other, like, the shit around the engine that needs some TLC. And that car's going to be, I don't know. It's going to be my car, I guess, but I don't see myself going anywhere. Maybe if I want to go to California or something, but it's more so just so I can maybe take the kids to school or go to the shop real quick when the rain is gone. Yeah,
hit up your side chick, you know.
Hey now. The car's completely paid off, so it's not a burden or anything. So the van is a burden. So $500 a month I have to pay for that fucking thing.
Jesus.
But, you know.
At least it's getting some use, though, while you're.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That thing is a workhorse, you know, so it's whatever. But my Kia, I pay it off and then it just sits there.
Yeah.
Which is pissing me off because I paid way too much for it. You know, so I'm just to get rid of somebody. And that's a long story I'm not going to get into again.
If you heard episodes of the Lazy Geeks podcast, you'll hear some of that.
Nice. I hope he fucking heard it. Let's talk about something more joyous, okay?
Okay. What'd you have
in WandaVision? WandaVision's a shit, okay?
Dude.
I'm all caught up on it, waiting with bated breath for the next episode.
For the finale.
Yeah, the finale.
And then 2 weeks after that is Falcon and Winter Soldier.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
See, that's
that show's gonna be funny.
That's what I really wish CBS All Access did with Star Trek.
I think they initially planned on doing it, but COVID fucked up their production schedule.
Yeah, now everything's all filming at the same time, which is cool because now everything is filming all the same. You got Picard, Discovery,
yeah.
Lower Decks, the new what do you call it?
The
Pike one, yeah. The Strange Pike New Worlds. One. Strange New Worlds. So you have all of them filming. So that means
I think Prodigy's in production too.
Yeah, which is going to come to actually Paramount Plus first, and then go to Nickelodeon.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
I didn't know that.
Yeah, they announced that last week when they were doing their big push.
I'll watch that. Fucking somebody on the forums was like, "I don't give a fuck about Prodigy, some stupid kid show." Fuck you. I'll watch that too.
Somebody was bitching about it because there's no humans on there. And I was like, oh my God, really, guys? Like,
it's so fun.
You know, it's like, come on. We have Janeway and O'Connor are going to be on there. I was like, we can live with this.
Yes, I didn't even, you know what's funny? I didn't even notice that.
Yeah.
And I've seen the picture of the ragtag kids that were there.
Yeah, but you know why?
I didn't even notice.
You know why? Because nobody cares. Because right. We don't care.
Because I'm not a piece of shit, I guess.
I guess.
Fucking, it's Star Trek, man. Because that's the same kind of person that if you have a show with all black people, he'll say something.
Oh, yeah. You know, or you have the lead is not white, you know.
I'm not saying black people are aliens. I'm just saying.
Wow.
I'm saying people like that have a normal in their head. If they don't see it, they're going to call it out.
You know, I wasn't even thinking that, but then you're just like, I'm not.
Because I don't want anyone to think that. That's why I'm clarifying it.
Because, you know, there's somebody out there going, oh, shit, he just said black people are aliens. I'm like,
what? Exactly. Did he just compare black people with aliens? Like, that's the world we live in now.
Yeah, I know, right?
You know, I don't want to participate. So,
but yeah, so we have that now. So, we're gonna do this on the other show, but Paramount Plus is gonna be a little cheaper.
Yeah, I heard.
Yeah, I was like,
I mean, for how long?
Well, the thing is that it's right now it's a dollar more. But yeah, you know the difference? If you have the lower tier, you won't be able to watch live television. And I was like, who cares?
No one cares. But if people sign up for streaming services, don't give a fuck about live television.
Yeah, like that's like, oh, so I can't watch.
It's funny because CBS All Access, anytime I've ever clicked on the live channel, it's a commercial.
Yeah, I know.
I'm like, thanks for reinforcing my decision.
Yeah, and they're like, you know, because one site said, oh, but they're not going to have any sports on there. But yet the official one says, yeah, you'll be able to watch sports, sporting events, but you won't be able to watch live television. I go, well, I have Locast for that, you know, or people have antennas or like even basic cable for that. It's like if they're watching,
a lot of people just don't even care.
Yeah, a lot of people. I mean, to me, watching live TV is the same as going, oh, I'm getting, I'm paying for Amazon Prime solely because I want the movies.
Yeah.
It's like
I've noticed, like my kids, it's such a big change in how people consume content. Now, like my kids binge, they'll binge things. So like they either, if it's a new show, it's very rare that they watch it something new. And then like Bob's Burgers, they suddenly came across Bob's Burgers. My entire house was watching Bob's Burgers for like 2 weeks until they finished it. They did the same thing with fucking Golden Girls and Roseanne and all those old sitcoms. But like if you asked like what's on TV right now, they'll be like, I have no fucking idea. Yeah. They'd have no idea what channels they're on.
Well, that's the same. Nothing. That's the same thing with like John and myself. Like we have Locast. It was just, you know, the $5 a month for basic television. And usually we're watching, you know, local news.
Yeah.
I mean, the thing is like CBS has their CBSN, you know, all the news all the time. It's not all the time. It's just the same news recycled until actual news comes on.
I noticed that because I was trying to watch it for a little bit. And I'm like, you just told me the same three things all day.
Yeah.
It gets boring.
And but they have their national one, which is just kind of like their a more boring version of like CNN or MSNBC.
Yeah. The one good thing about CBS is they just give you the news. Like, they're just like, this is what happened.
Yeah, usually. But the thing is that like the CBS and the national one is starting to kind of go like, so we're trying to talk to this person about this. And then it's just kind of like, okay, interview.
Well, they have to because you just said it. It's boring. Like, no one will watch it. You want to watch MSNBC and all them because they're all talking shit all day. You know, that's the only thing Americans want to watch anymore. Everything needs to be like the Kardashians. They need that same energy on TV, and then people will watch it.
But even the
it's a ratings game.
But the thing is even the newscasters are kind of boring. You know,
I think the newscasters on MSNBC are boring. I don't know what it is, but when I watch MSNBC, it's like I just feel like I'm being lectured all fucking day. Hmm. And I'm just like, I'm all right. And then I go, why? Because I'm a little different with news. I'm used to reading news. So I want the news like quickly. Just tell me what happened.
Right.
Like, I don't give a fuck about their opinion. I can form my own opinion. I just want what happened.
But you know, when we have like just the local channels, we've been finding ourselves watching like fucking old school like 70s television, yeah. Like fucking Emergency, Archie Bunker. Yeah. We're watching a lot of that stuff, and it's just like it's
I'm surprised that Buck Rogers allowed on TV anymore.
Buck Rogers in the 25th century.
Yeah,
you know, we got shit like that, and it's kind of funny because we're watching that a little bit more than we are. You know, going to like, but we started binging NCIS on Netflix.
I have a theory. I was thinking about this not too far back. I have a theory why a lot of people, including the people in my house and you and I, I've drifted to watching old TV because TV now is not as much of an escape as it used to be.
Yeah.
Everybody is, and I'm not saying that you shouldn't be topical on the TV shows. That's fine. But every show is doing it. And the majority of them are very high drama.
Yeah.
You know, look at Star Trek. And I enjoy Discovery, but Discovery is very high drama. Yeah. Like, there's no whimsical in that anymore. Like, it's very just like in your face the whole time. You know, and sometimes people just want to watch somebody get hit over the head or some silly shit.
Well, like, I've been doing the same thing with like thinking the same thing when regards to like shows that are really popular. You've got like the fucking the Law and Order shows that always do really well. The Young Sheldons, which, you know, is obviously all escape. But like I was looking at that and I was like going, you know, like the Law and Orders and the NCISs and the CSIs, you know, all of that. And I'm like, you know, I go, there's no character growth like in any of these. Like the characters are kind of the same as they were 15 years ago. But the thing was, is that, and my brother and I kind of got caught up because I think it was IFC still does on Friday nights, Law and Order marathons. And Law and Order, for some reason, starts off with the crime and it hooks you. I'm one of those. And this is the same thing with Dateline. If I can skip past without getting an ounce of what's going on either Dateline or CSI or Law and Order, I'm good. But if I get caught into like, oh shit, oh that, then I'm interested. Then I'm
It gets you because it's patterns.
Yeah.
And humans always want to see patterns. Right. So they tease you. This is the crime. And then now you're like, well, what the fuck happened?
Right.
And then they leak you the information as you go along.
What was funny because like we were watching this and some lady was having a lesbian affair. This was on Law and Order.
Oh.
Was having a lesbian affair and
dun, dun.
Yeah. Dun, dun. And then the guy that one of the women was with was shot and was killed. So they're trying to figure out who killed him. And I'm watching it and my brother's going, I bet it was him. I bet it was the husband. You know, and then all of a sudden halfway he's like, you know what? No, it was the daughter. It was the daughter. And it's, I started to cry because it reminded me of the IT Crowd when Roy was watching that new Tarantino South Korean like drama that had a twist. And now he knew the twist. So they're like trying to, he was like, he doesn't want to know the twist because then he's going to guess the twist. So he sees it with his boss and his boss goes, he's back in time. No, he's his own brother. He's, you know, he's like throwing out all this random shit and trying to figure out what the twist was. And I was like, and I started laughing and I'm thinking, I go, yeah, that's kind of it. You're kind of like, can I get it? Can I guess it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's why I don't watch horror movies. Law and Order, shows like that, I'm not fucking Sherlock Holmes, but like horror movies are very simple. Especially the new ones.
Well, they're basic primal instincts.
Right. At least halfway through I know what's going on. 9 times out of 10. And then the problem with me is as soon as I know the solution, I'm no longer invested in the story. Yeah. I don't care anymore. I can't even force myself to watch it. It's just annoying at that point. Unless I can watch if it's funny. But horror movies are cheesy. So if I already know what's going to happen, I don't fucking care.
And horror shows have like the shortest shelf life.
Yeah. They don't last long.
Yeah,
because if as soon as the shock is gone, it's whatever.
Yeah. Because a lot of times I find this, you know, like with certain movies, and I think we talked about like, you know, certain movies that have like, oh, this funny shock, this funny value in the beginning. But then after you know it and you watch it, it's the replay value that really determines if you're going to do it. So like, you know, send something, you're like, I thought this movie was funnier, but it was because it was new the first time, you know?
You know what movie that happened to me for? And it's kind of the perfect example of that for me is the movie Superbad.
Yeah.
I like the movie Superbad. It's not a bad movie, but I watched it and I could not stop fucking laughing. I was laughing so hard when I watched it. Mm-hmm. And then I watched it again years later and I was like, this isn't that funny.
Yeah.
It was still a good movie. But then a lot of that is age too, because I watched it when I was fairly younger, and then I watched it when I was an older adult and jaded by society and dead inside. So,
and then you know Emma Stone is like,
well, she was still hot. That was not diminished.
That was the that was the pinnacle of her hotness. Right at that point, was like,
yeah, it's still a good movie. I watched the whole movie. I enjoyed the movie. It just, I wasn't like fucking crying laughing.
Yeah.
So I think I was in my I came out in 2007. I was like in my mid-20s when I saw it.
Well, it was the same thing for me. I mean, you know, when I came out, I was a bit younger, but I loved it. But yeah, I watched it kind of recently and then they kind of annoyed me. You know?
You know what it is too, is now that I'm getting older, when I see people just obviously being stupid, I'm like, just don't do that and you won't have a problem. Stop making bad decisions.
stop being stupid.
I think there's a parent in me. Like, if you stop fucking your own life up, you'd be fine. You know? Although I did laugh. That McLovin scene always gets me. I am McLovin. It's like, why would you pick fucking McLovin? I was dying on that. And the period stain scene. Oh, those God. Two scenes, I'll laugh.
Well, the thing is that like, you know, I think for me, like McLovin was so invested and it was just like, you're just kind of like, he thinks he's badass, but he's just so stupid.
Yeah.
But
he gets the girl in the end.
Yeah. Girl. But you have, and then you have Michael Cera and Jonah Hill who are both kind of getting annoying, you know, in the movie. I'm saying, you know,
yeah, like, in the movie. Yeah.
Yeah. And although I love the way they're playing Michael Cera, when Michael Cera supposedly plays himself in movies, he's like this uber like dick.
Douchebag.
No, he's this uber dick, you know, like, yeah, he's like totally like,
he was great in fucking that End of the World movie.
Yeah,
that movie's actually really funny. I've seen that movie like 3 times.
I saw it once, but it might have been who I was watching it with. I didn't find it that funny, but it might have been who I was with.
How did that affect it?
Mood, you know, that kind of thing where,
oh, like you were irritated with the person you were with.
Yeah,
like,
so
that?
Yeah, because that happened with me with Love Actually. I saw it.
No, I get that. I get that.
When I saw it,
like if you're pissed off at somebody, you had an argument, you're not going to enjoy the flick.
Yeah, but then I saw it later, and it became one of my favorite movies. So
yeah, that movie's like, hilarious. It's such a stupid thing, but it's just so funny. And what's her name's in it? The fucking wizard chick.
Oh, Emma Watson.
Yeah, Emma Watson's hot too,
dude. Like, I can't even afford the words.
One of my favorite movies from that time period of comedies, though, was Take Me Home Tonight. And that movie is slept on. Like, a lot of people haven't seen it.
I love that movie.
That movie was so good, dude. Like, it was so funny. I'll watch that movie anytime I see it's on. And the 40-Year-Old Virgin.
Oh, of course. Yeah, 40-Year-Old Virgin is
still... I liked that movie, The Interview, but the second time I watched it, I was kind of like, eh.
The Interview?
It's the one where they go... It's James Franco and...
Oh, is that the one with Kim Jong...
Go kill Kim Jong-un or whatever.
You know, I didn't realize who played Kim Jong-un.
Yeah, the dude from
WandaVision.
Fresh off the boat, or WandaVision.
Yeah. Same guy, but you know.
I did. Fresh off the boat is one of my favorite modern sitcoms. I loved that show when it was on. It was so funny. The mother was hilarious, dude.
It's hilarious.
Hilarious.
Every time I hear that word, I always think of Dave Chappelle's kid on the Dave Chappelle Show. Nick Cannon, he's hilarious.
Hilarious. But I'm looking at, what was his name? Seth Rogen. Seth Rogen's little catalog here. He's got some interesting movies.
I still wanted to see that one he had on, that movie he had on HBO, where he was played his own ancestor. His ancestor fell in like a pickle barrel and was frozen and then got thawed out and like now and he meets what? Seth and then he hooks up with Seth Rogen, his own like great
relative. I've never heard of that.
Yeah, it's in I'm not sure how he gets frozen, but he does play his ancestor. It's on HBO Max and I keep
all forgetting. American Pickle.
Yeah, that's it.
I just put Seth Rogen frozen on Google. Oh, by the way, this is the last thing I'm gonna have to say for this pointless fucking podcast. So last night my youngest daughter wanted to sleep in the room with me, and I said, okay. I said, but it's a school night, so I need to put something boring on. And she goes, okay. So I went to Disney Plus and I went to National Geographic and I put on like it's about animals. But the animals at the Disneyland park. And I was like, this is boring. She'll fall asleep. She fell asleep. I fucking didn't. I was watching that whole show, dude. They were trying to get, they have this like giraffe named Kenya. And she's a stubborn fucking asshole. And her hoof is all fucked up. And they were trying to get her into the thing. And this is the first time they would ever be able to get, a giraffe to voluntarily get the hood. Usually they have to put her to sleep. And they were explaining how it's dangerous to do that because she's such a big animal and blah, blah, blah. I was invested. I watched that shit for 2 hours, bro. But they got her. It took them weeks. Her dumb ass got in there and they shaved it off. Really good show, though. I suggest it if anybody's into Disney or animals. Because I didn't know Disney had a nature park.
Yeah. Yeah. In Florida.
I must have missed that when I went to Disneyland.
In Florida? Yeah.
Is it in Florida?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
They have Disney has like 5 different parks out there.
But it's so nice though because it's like open. It's not, they're not all in cages and shit.
That's cool.
Which I thought was cool. It's like a preserve.
Oh,
and the gorilla, it was this gorilla's birthday and they brought out the cake. And at first he was telling the other like younger gorillas to fuck off while he's eating his cake. And then you could see he reluctantly let them have some. He's like, whatever, motherfucker. And then, but the most interesting one, and I'll end on this. It's the elephants, right? So they were showing how complex social structures are for elephants. Like you had the oldest, biggest elephant. He came out to eat first and it was explaining how he's giving very subtle body cues to the other ones, like, I'm gonna eat here for a minute, fuck off. And the two younger ones are off to the side just sitting there staring at him waiting. And then one of them got bold and started to try to get a little close and then decided, nah, this ain't worth it, and he fucking dipped out. And then the two younger ones started like play fighting. But it was getting kind of rough and I was like, oh shit. And then the the older one just looked at him and took a couple steps, and they was like, "We good, bro? We ain't doing that." I was like, "Damn, this is kind of interesting." I was in it, bro. It felt like I was fucking there, bro. It was so good. No, it was just really good. Disney quality kind of show. You know what I mean? Like,
it's just funny where you're like, "Oh yeah, I'll put this on because it'll put me to sleep." This so that you're wide eyed watching the whole thing.
But it was one of those shows where it's like, it's heartwarming. There was no drama. There was no, someone's going to die, any of that bullshit. It was just happy the whole time.
Yeah. Well, it's Disney.
And I think Disney does that best. They can make the drama too, but they make some shit that just...
If they wanted something dark, that would have been on Hulu.
Right. There's a time and a place.
Right.
They would have had Touchstone maybe. Oh, wait, never mind.